You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and is Terry Mullins in there? I guess not. Well, anyway, this morning we were going to be talking to Terry Mullinson, who has written a book on the Illuminati. It's called The Perfectibilists. And the whole idea is that the purpose of the Illuminati was to perfect the human being. So that the old idea of the alchemist was going to change dross lead into gold. Well, basically, because that was the cover story. The real purpose of alchemy was to transform the individual into his true potential, and that is that he is God. And of course, that was the message of the Garden of Eden, but really didn't matter that that's what the serpent told Eve. There are always people who'd like to be perfect, who'd like to be God and God-like. Well, the whole idea of the Illuminati was basically that man was going to transform society and transform himself. And the Illuminati was organized on May 1st, 1776 in Bavaria by a fellow named Adam Weishaupt, who was a professor at the university there at a place called Ingolstadt. And he came up with the idea, based upon the ideas of the ancient mystery religions and the Gnostics and the secret societies of before, that he was going to create a secret society to transform the world. And they were going to destroy the existing social structure. They were going to destroy the monarchies of Europe. They were going to destroy the influence of the Catholic Church because, there was a certain amount of justification. There was corruption of the Catholic Church at that time, as there has been down through the ages. I mean, the Catholic Church, I believe, has been infiltrated by satanic forces that have tried to lead the Church away from its original calling, and they've certainly taken away a long ways from its original calling, was to bring us into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But now you have to go through the priest and the pope and the cardinal and the bishop, and you can't go to God. And in fact, it wasn't until recently you were even allowed to read the Bible, because if you could read the Bible, you wouldn't need the structure of the church, and you wouldn't give any money. And of course, it just, well, this is the way that it was back in 1776, and there were many people who wanted to destroy the influence of the church without realizing if you destroyed the church, you destroyed the essence of the fundamentals of Christianity, and without Christianity, society can't exist because you end up with moral anarchy as we have increasingly today. As there's still today, there's still conspiracy against God, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and moral teaching out of our schools and said, you determine what's right and wrong. You're mature enough. You're 13 years old. You can determine what's right and wrong, and you can see how we end up. That's why one out of every 33 adults in America is in prison, probation or parole. But be that as it may, back in 1776, Adam Weishaupt recruited a number of people. Many of them were leading people at that time. He recruited, by our understanding, about 3,000 people, including Frederick the Great and certain rulers throughout Europe, with this idea of creating this wonderful new society. And you wonder why rulers would want to join an organization that talked about overthrowing the existing social structure, but they did. Well, then, of course, God intervened. There was a writer who was carrying information on the Illuminati. He was just riding on horseback carrying a message, and he was struck by a bolt of lightning. And this is historical fact. And, of course, when they went through the saddlebags of the gentleman who had been killed, the writer, they found the messages, the secrets of the Illuminati, and they were given to the Bavarian government. And, of course, the Bavarian government finds here is a subversive group that wants to overthrow it. And so they outlaw the Illuminati, and it is dispersed. But before that happened, Weishaupt had given orders that members of the Illuminati were to infiltrate the Freemasonic movement and to use the cover of Masonry so that they could push their agenda. And that's exactly what they did. And working within the upper echelons of Masonry, why they organized the French Revolution. Now, French Revolution took place in 1789. The Illuminati was organized in in 1776, so you're talking about a period of 13 years later, you have this bloody revolution. And although the modern textbooks will tell you 3,000 people were killed, it was close to 300,000. The streets ran red with blood, and this was the beginning of the world revolutionary movement, which is still going on today. How can I make that statement? Well, I didn't make the statement. It was made by a professor. His name is James H. Billington. He's a librarian of Congress, and if you haven't read his book, Fire in the Minds of Men, it is available from Radio Liberty. It's a brilliantly written book. He talks about the secret societies, and of course, the Illuminati was simply one of a myriad of secret societies. You've probably never heard of Buonarroti and his secret society, of Babouf and his secret society, or certainly of the gentleman who organized the Carbonari in Italy. His name was Giuseppe Mazzini, and basically there were a whole flock of secret societies, but they were all founded in the occult, exactly, certainly, as the Illuminati was. And the Illuminati, we know, came to the United States. We have certainly several books written at that time. And one of them we carry, it's called Proofs of a Conspiracy, by Professor John Robinson, who was a professor in Edinburgh. And he wrote about the Illuminati. Certainly a man named Abbé Borel wrote a book about the Jacobins. And we have a letter that was written by George Washington in 1798 talking about, yes, he knew the Illuminati had come to America, but of course he didn't believe that it was influenced the Masonic Lodges, got into the Masonic Lodges. He didn't believe it was influencing Masonry. And this letter is available. We have copies of it. And then, of course, we know that Timothy Dwight, who was he was the grandson of Jonathan Edwards, who led the first Great Awakening in 1730. But Timothy Dwight gave a lecture either in the end of the 1790s or the first part of 1800, talking about the influence of the Illuminati in America, and Jedediah Morris wrote about it. And then, of course, Dennis Cuddy and I, liberated a copy of a treatise from the Jefferson collection called The Clintonian Illuminati. And it's available from Radio Liberty. It's inexpensive. I think it's $5 plus shipping. But somebody had taken our copy. We had the only copy of it, and they copied it, put it up on the internet. You can probably get it up there. The Clintonian Illuminati. Look on your search engine. We'll be back in just a moment, right here, Radio Liberty.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
This is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about what we know about the Illuminati. But, of course, Professor Billington, who eventually, I think they rewarded him, they didn't want him to be writing about these secret societies, and so he was put in charge of the Smithsonian, and then he became the Librarian of Congress. And he writes about the influence of the secret societies in Europe and charts them from the French Revolution. They were the force behind the revolution in 1917, the Communist Revolution, and he traces them right up to the Cuban Revolution in 1959. Hello, who do we have calling? Is Terry there? Terry?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, thank you so much. I'm so glad you could come. Well, this is Terry Melanson, and he's written a book about the Illuminati. What motivated you to want to write about the Illuminati and to compile the information on it?
Basically, there was a lack of information for quite some time in the English language, so I just decided to go back and go to the original documents, and there's a lot of stuff I translated from French into English, too, that's first time appeared in English language. Just wanted to get back to the original sources and stuff.
And so what did you find out as you went into this? I mean, what do we really know about this secret society that many people feel may have an influence today, and even if it doesn't, why does this idea, this whole idea of man creating this perfect society? But what did you find out when you studied and translated the information from the original French?
Well, basically, it was a prototype for other secret societies. And basically, they believe that secret societies were behind most of the major events in history. And they thought that in order to change the world at the time, to bring enlightenment to the people, I guess, that a secret society was the best means possible of achieving those goals.
Right.
And there's no evidence that they continued beyond 1800 or so. And but there, you can trace the influence, and that's part of the work that I did in my book, trying to trace direct influences from their writings and so on into other groups.
And so what other groups would this have influenced? Because that's really what's so important. It isn't important whether the structure of the Illuminati exists today. What is important is that there are secret and covert organizations that have exactly the same idea. And people keep wanting to beat the Illuminati. You know, they set up a straw man. Oh, you think the Illuminati exists? You can't prove it. And we can't prove it because it's secret. Oh, but the ideas are there. So what are the organizations that today are carrying on this idea of bringing about this wonderful new world that the Illuminati wanted to bring about?
Yeah, basically that's what they wanted to bring in a one world government, I suppose, or in Europe first off. What they were trying to do, they were trying to infiltrate into the society itself, into the courts, and basically take control from within, like a subversive society.
And it was a subversive society, and that's why the Bavarian government outlawed it. But we have subversive societies today that are doing exactly the same thing. We have laws in the United States against subversion, and yet these people work within our courts. They work at the highest levels of our government. Their desire is to use certainly the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations, controlling those nations. We rig elections throughout the world. We're moving rapidly towards a world government. They're collapsing the economy of the world, creating out of chaos. They hope that they'll unite Europe, and then, of course, the American people, out of chaos, will eventually be willing to go along with this world government. And it's all being coordinated by people who hold the same ideas that were there and prevalent at the time of the Illuminati. Well, what happened to the Illuminati? Why? What is the last thing we know? Where was its last influence?
After they were suppressed and the original writings were confiscated and published, Adam Weishaupt, the founder, he received protection from the Duke of Saxe-Gotha, and so he stayed there under his protection for the next 40 years, and he was content just to stay there and write some books about philosophy, Kantianism, and stuff like that. And basically, he just never showed himself into public. He was protected there for quite a long time. So
well,
when he escaped, there was a new head. He was appointed.
The Illuminati and Skull and Bones was just formed in 1832.
Yeah, his name was Duke Ernst.
Right.
Saxe-Gotha.
Well, is there any relationship between, say, the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones, which was formed probably, do you remember when Adam Weishaupt died? What year?
Yeah, 1830.
Well, of course, the Skull and Bones was formed in 1832.
Yeah, that's right, and that's one thing I tried to trace in my book. So I tried to, try to make connections as best as I could with the evidence.
Connection between Skull and Bones and the Illuminati? We know the Skull and Bones is a secret society. It's the most powerful secret society in America today, with secret oaths and certainly secret ceremonies. And, of course, these are the people who rule our nation. Three of them have been presidents of the United States. In fact, it was so ridiculous. In 2004, you had two members of the secret society. There are only a few hundred members alive at any one time. And,
that's
of course,
great.
You have John Kerry running against George Bush. And Tim Russert asked both of them on television, tell us about these Skull and Bones. Both of them said it's too
secret.
Can't
talk about it.
Tell you anything about it. And then we know what happened to Tim Russert. But go right ahead.
So, basically, there was a break into the Skull and Bones Temple in the 1800s, I think. And one of the revelations was the fact that they were descended from an actual German society. They were like Skull and Bones number two.
Right.
There was an actual organization before that. So I tried to trace certain things that they have in common, like they were acolytes of Demosthenes. I don't know how you pronounce it. Demosthenes, ancient logician in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
They both revered. There was a society that was like an offshoot of the Illuminati in the 1790s, and they were celebrating the French Revolution. And they, in turn, just like the Skull and Bones later on, they sort of worshipped this Demosthenes, and they worshipped Brutus, and they had a Statue of Liberty. And basically, that's kind of unique. There wasn't two societies in the same time frame that actually revered Demosthenes and, had statues in their inner temple.
He
died in 322
BC. Temple there. They call it the tomb at Yale University. They have all sorts of swastikas and German memorabilia and certainly. But, of course, the swastika is the emblem of the occult, not necessarily the Nazis. It existed long before the Nazis. But, of course, it is certainly part of this whole occult background of all the secret societies. And that's what people don't understand, is there's a religious significance to all of the modern-day secret societies, and they all interlock. with this same ultimate goal of an elite ruling the world. Was that sort of the impression you got reading it, studying it?
The impression? What was that?
Well, this idea of an elite ruling the world?
Yes, for sure. It was sort of like a technocratic premise behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were the enlightened ones, and they had the right to rule us all. And we had to be basically educated on the right, the correct way how to live and everything. And
they were the ones who were
back then too.
Common people. I mean, there's this elite mentality. These are the people with fabulous wealth who believe that most men are born to be ruled and that we need a ruling elite. And that's why, of course, they want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and destroy our Constitution, which gives us our freedom. And these are subversive organizations, but nobody dares call that. And none dare call it subversion.
I came across an article today, just a few hours ago, and there's a quote from a historian. He wrote a book called Empire of Liberty. And there's a quote in here about Freemasonry. I would like to read it for you.
You go right ahead.
It says, quote, Freemasonry was a surrogate religion for enlightened men suspicious of traditional Christianity. It offered ritual, mystery, and communality without enthusiasm and sectarian bigotry of organized religion. But Masonry was not only an enlightened institution with the revolution and became a Republican one as well. So basically, it was a surrogate religion, as this historian admitted. It was like a substitute for Christianity at the time.
And yet, of course, they worship a different God. They don't worship the God of the Bible. They worship the great architect of the universe, which is the God of all nations, and that's not the God of Christianity. That's what people miss. They worship a God, but what God do they worship? And, of course, when you study...
Well, they call it the great architect of the universe.
But basically, Masonry
it could mean whatever particular religious proclivity you have, I guess.
Well,
so anything goes,
of course,
right?
It's really a Gnostic religion. If you study the writings of Albert Pike, which we have, he's certainly the man who laid out the fundamentals of Masonry in 1870 in his book, Morals and Dogma. If you read it with the understanding this is a Gnostic religion, it all makes sense. And he tells you quite openly it's a Gnostic religion. But, of course, the Gnostics worship two gods. One is the God of the Bible, the inferior God. And the other, of course, is Lucifer. That, of course, is the thing that has been so carefully suppressed through the years. Did you encounter anything of that sort in your studies?
Anything about what? Pardon?
Worship of Lucifer.
No, not right out. I guess they worship liberty and, you know, freedom. They worship the goddess of wisdom, Minerva, Athena.
Right.
Basically, they had an owl statue and during their rituals for the Minerval degree. But nothing about Lucifer, per se.
Well, because that you'll get from the writings of Albert Pike and from Andy P. Hall and from Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who are these people, of course, let the cat out of the bag. But anyone who's ever studied the Gnostic religion will worship, realize that they worship not the God of the Bible, but a different God. And they believe that there are two gods. Anyway, of course, I think the important thing about the Illuminati is to realize that it was there, it was a secret society, it had a powerful influence, and it was instrumental in the French Revolution. Did you get into the part that the Illuminati played in the French Revolution? Terry?
Hello? Yeah, I had to switch phones. I couldn't hear you too well.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about the part that the Masons played in the French Revolution, but the Illuminati played in the French Revolution? Were they play a part in that?
Well, they had initiated some key members during... It was 2 years before the revolution broke out in 1789. The second head of the Illuminati, he went to Paris. And there was a conference going on there for the Philalists. And it was like an occult conference. They wanted to accumulate all the occult knowledge.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Melanson right here at the American Freedom Network.
Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Terry Melanson. If you're out there and you have a question for Terry, our number is 1-877-259-7524. It's been 1-877-254-7524 is the number to call. We have three different networks we do every day and different numbers for every one of them, and then a couple of extra numbers on top of that. So sometimes we get a little overwhelmed by them. Anyway, Terry, do you have a website at all where you have any of your information?
Yes, I have two, actually. One's called conspiracyarchive.com, and the other one is Bavarian Illuminati, or Bavarian-Illuminati.info.
All right, fine. Just repeat them one more time so people can write them down.
It's conspiracyarchive, all one word, .com, and Bavarian-Illuminati.info.
Bavarian-Illuminati.info. And basically,
yeah, the last one I'm putting up in installments, full translations of the original writings.
And of course, we carry the book, and it's pronounce it for me. It's Perfectibilis.
Yep, Perfectibilis, the 18th Century Bavarian Order of the Illuminati.
Right, and we're going to be carrying the book. It's 1995, and it's an excellent book, and they've done a good job on it. Soft cover put out by our friend Trine Day, who is putting out great books that you're not, information you're not going to get elsewhere. So the book is available, by, and we'll give you the number to call at the end of the program. Perfectibilis, it's on the Illuminati. And basically, we need books so people will understand this. But, of course, what they do on television, they, you know, they have this long discourse on the History Channel on the Illuminati, but they set it up, you know, as a straw man. Well, see, it doesn't exist today. There's nothing to worry about. Yes, we have a great deal to worry about today, because there are secret societies that are pursuing that goal, and that is why America has an empire today. It's all about bringing about the world government. We can't let the American people understand that we have an invisible government controlled by covert organizations, and there are members of secret societies there. Their goal is world government, and of course they have got us into this mess we are today. They're behind this whole effort at globalism, of transferring our military, transferring our industrial potential overseas. We said, go to the store, look at all the things that are there. They're all made in China or in Asia or India. Why? Because it's part of the globalist plan to destroy the industrial base of this country, to build up China and Malaysia and India, to raise living standards throughout the world, preparatory to coming into this world government. Destroy America, build up these other nations. They don't need America now. We have the military. We control 130 nations. We have our troops stationed there. Why are they there? To control those nations. Understand what's really going on, but nobody's going to be telling you. Well, Terry, do you see the influence of these ideas today and what's unfolding?
Yeah, basically the plan has continued and transposed into other societies all the way down to our present day. They were talking about the same things. Government should be destroyed and joined together in one single family, and they wanted to get back to the golden age, I guess, back to the days of Greece and Rome. And basically they thought they were the enlightened ones, and they had the right to rule.
Absolutely. And if you see the architecture of Greece, you go to Athens and look at the Parthenon. Go to Rome and look at the ruins of their ancient societies. And then you go to Washington, D.C. and look at the buildings standing there. They're all designed after the architecture of ancient Greece and ancient Rome. America was to become the head of the new empire, but the average American never understood that. They don't teach you that in college. But, of course, we have a wonderful DVD on the secret architecture of our nation's capital, and there you'll see all of the occult symbology, including painted on the underside of the dome of the Capitol building, the apotheosis of George Washington, where George Washington becomes a god. In fact, they brag about this among themselves. You stupid Americans, you don't understand even the architecture of your own nation's capital. America was to lead this whole movement. Did you sort of get that idea now as you've studied this, that America is really leading this movement towards world government, Terry?
Well, it certainly looks that way, like today especially. But, you know, the same philosophy you see in the secret organizations today, like the Council on Foreign Relations, basically they were globalists too, like the Illuminati. They were basically the original globalists. They wanted a world citizenship. They wanted to bring back the golden age and dispense with patriotism and get rid of governments. So it's basically the same platform, but they're still doing it in secret. That's the point, I guess, right?
Absolutely. In fact, that's why they have this whole current manipulated financial crisis. Why? To bring financial chaos to nations in Europe, and then the nations will give up their sovereignty and join the European Union. Everybody says the European Union is going to dissolve. I don't think so. I think that the plan is, out of the chaos is going to come union, and the people will say, we don't want chaos. You know, we don't want riots in the streets. Yes, we'll give up our sovereignty. We'll accept the European government. Well, of course, that's a stepping stone to the whole idea of the world government. Of course, the major force behind the European Union has always been the organizations here in the United States, a stepping stone to the ultimate goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Well, Terry, so the... could you develop some of the other ideas of what you learned studying the Illuminati and then transposing these ideas forward to today?
Well, the major thing was that, the conspiracy theorists for the last 200 years, there was a lot of wild ideas going around about them. And a lot of the main story is really true. Like, there was a secret organization that wanted to take over Europe, especially, and they did, most people didn't even know they existed until they were discovered, and the plot was uncovered, and it's basically like a prototype for other secret societies who have continued on. And basically, a lot of it is confirmed by the evidence. You don't even have to exaggerate the story, really, in order to understand, especially the philosophy. They believed in getting rid of patriotism, getting rid of nations. So there's a lot of things that confirm this plan is still continuing today.
Sure. But of course, what they're doing today, the reason we're fighting over in Afghanistan, is destroy the lives of our young men, those young men who might one day fight for America here and in this country against this tyranny. So they sent them over to Europe, Afghanistan and Iraq, to fight and bleed and suffer and die, and to destroy their lives and their psyche so they'll never stand against the tyranny that's planned to be imposed here in America. We'll be back in just a moment here. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Terry Melanson, his book, Perfectibilis. And, of course, this whole idea of man will be able to perfect himself, will be able to perfect his society, and we are going to bring about this idealistic one-world government. That is the goal of the Bilderbergers, the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which was established as a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret societies. back in, which was created in 1891, Council on Foreign Relations created in 1921, and it really was the secret government of America until 1973, when the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a man named David Rockefeller, organized the Trilateral Commission. There, the organization coordinates the world movement today. They control Barack Obama, of course, the people who control the major banks, the major industries, the major corporations, they all, the military, you don't get to be a four-star general, at least unless you've been to their programs and their courses, and unless you embrace this idea that the military will be used to establish the one world government. Has nothing to do with preserving America. It has to do with the one world government, but they can't let the American people understand that. And so they all tie in the CFR, or the Trilateral Commission, and certainly James Jones, head of the National Security Council until recently, came from the Trilateral Commission. His deputy secretary has now taken the job. Thomas Dialon came from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 78 members of this, and yet they are in all the key positions in the Obama administration. But they were in the key positions in the Bush administration and the Clinton administration, the first Bush administration. In fact, Ronald Reagan even invited the members of the Trilateral Commission for dinner at the White House after he had criticized Jimmy Carter for having 28 members of the Trilateral Commission in his administration. Ronald Reagan invited him to the White House. If you doubt it, all you need to do is read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry it. David Rockefeller's memoirs. You need to understand what's really going on. Well, certainly, Terry, have written the book, how is it getting received? Are you getting much of a play on this? Have you had an opportunity to appear on other radio programs to get the information out?
Yes, I've appeared on a few other programs, and there's been some pretty good reviews at Amazon. Basically, you know, it's the sort of reviews I was hoping for, that it was a long time coming that such a book should have even been written. So it was a long time coming. It's like 200 years since the last book solely devoted to the Bavarian Illuminati.
And Chris, were you referring to Robinson's book or to Abbey Burrell's book?
Both.
And they were the two classic books on the Illuminati. Of course, it always existed within the shadows. 100 years ago, my grandfather told my father about the Illuminati, and when I began to get interested and began talking about it, my father just perked right up, and, oh, yeah, my dad told me about that, you know, and it was when he was just a boy. So
really,
people have always recognized it. A small number of people have recognized it, but basically everything has been done to poo-poo it, the idea, oh, conspiracy, you think there's a conspiracy? Ladies and gentlemen, why do we have our troops stationed in 130 nations? Who are we defending ourselves against? In 130 nations? Are we defending ourselves against the Chinese communists? We're doing everything we can to build them up. Are we defending ourselves against the communists in Russia? We financed them since the time of the Russian Revolution, so we'd have an enemy, so we could justify an all-powerful military to defend us against the wicked communists who we were financing. And if you doubt that, of course, you need to read Sidney Solzhenitsyn's article in the Congressional Record, and we summarize it in my pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. And the book of Chris Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, how we finance communism. But we can't tell the American people that. I mean, we're supposed to be anti-communist, but we're really not.
Hegelian dialectic.
Absolutely. They're masters at deceit. Well, basically, Terry, what message do you want to bring to our listeners? What are you trying to tell them when you write about the Illuminati? Why is the Illuminati important today?
They're a prototype for other secret societies that have continued on, and who have been inspired by them. They were a successful conspiracy during their day, And they were plotted in secret, and they were discovered. So basically, if it happened back then, and they have the same ideology as the elitists today, you know, it's best that we keep tabs on what's going on.
Absolutely, and that's why it is so important. It is the same idea projected today into our covert and secret society, certainly into Skull and Bones. And of course, most of the people from Skull and Bones belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, and certainly some of them, of course, belong to the Trilateral Commission. But they all work together towards the common goal,
they're all joined together at the top, really.
Absolutely. And basically, you know, I think it's so vitally important. I'm so glad you did write the book, Terry, because I think it's so vitally important that people understand the background of the covert organizations of rulers today. And it is this continuing idea that man is going to create this perfect society. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Oh, for sure. I could, leave off with a short quote from the Illuminati themselves.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is a book by a defector in 1786. He was writing about them, and he quotes them as believing such. World citizenship, what does it mean? You are either a citizen or you are a rebel. There is no third choice. A cosmopolitan unchains mankind, brings it back to the original rights, to inviolable sacred freedom, and restores the golden age. They've been trying to do that ever since the 1700s.
And who was that rebel, the defector you're speaking of?
Pardon?
Oh, what book were you quoting at that point?
That's from, let me see here. It's from Ernst von Gotschosen.
And he was a member of the Illuminati?
Yeah, he wrote a book called Exposure of the Cosmopolitan System and Letters from Ex-Freemasons. And he was
so it's all there. The whole background of the Illuminati is there. And Terry Melanson's book, and it's available from Radio Liberty. God bless you, Terry. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
He's gone back and he's read all of the things in French and texts that were written back in the 1700s about the Illuminati. Does the organization exist today? I don't know. Nobody does. It's a secret organization, but it is not important. It may very well have disappeared, but the idea has continued. Now, because certainly before this book came out by Terry, the best book we had was Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Bellington, the Librarian of Congress, and he will tell you about the secret society of Buonarroti and Babouf and of Mazzini. Why don't you learn about those in school? Because they've actively suppressed this information. You're not supposed to understand there is a continuing revolution. You're not to understand the Society of the Just that financed Karl Marx. Karl Marx didn't just sit down and write the Communist Manifesto. He was financed by the Society of the Just. And, of course, they wanted an enemy so that they could rally the people against this terrible communist enemy that was going to destroy the world. All the while, they were financing the enemy, so there would be an enemy, so the American people would pay their taxes, so we could have a great army and occupy 130 nations at this time, 720 foreign bases. Why do you think we have all those bases? We've established an empire as a stepping stone to the New World Order, the New World Religion, and installing the New World Leader. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. An age-old dream, the perfectibility of society under the new God. And, of course, until you understand the Gnostic faith, you can't understand anything going on today, because it is the common denominator of the Kabbalah and certainly of the Gnostic religion and of the Templar endeavor, and certainly you want to see it reflected in America today, you need to get the three DVD set we have. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and you can get the DVDs separately or together at a reduced cost. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And Dan Brown brought this out beautifully in his book, The Lost Symbol. Of course, he thinks it's great about how the Masons really were responsible for America and the Statue of Liberty. Certainly all the architecture, the hidden architecture in the nation's capital, telling about how the occult formed this country. And they were here at the time it was formed. They hide their emblems in plain sight. You see them every day, but you don't recognize them. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to think. You're just to go along with whatever you hear on television and hear, see on Discovery Channel and the History Channel, all designed to not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth about this move towards the new world order. And, of course, global warming, what's global warming about? Oh, we've got to expand the power of government to protect us from global warming because it's getting so warm. Because if you don't believe that, just go outside there in Colorado today and see how warm it is. Basically, we're having global cooling, but they can't tell you that. Now they say, well, it's really the climate change produced by the CO2, and it's all a lie. But go to our website, and certainly you want to certainly get the book Fire in the Minds of Men. You'll want to get Terry Bellinson's book Perfectibilis. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and understand the powerful demonic forces behind this. And then pray for America. Pray for the Christians being persecuted throughout the world today. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection. May the Lord be with you.
Now, Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.